Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Lenhart. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Pellett. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Pellett. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lepon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. And now, play ball. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kokos for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart strikes out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lenhart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arft scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lipon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Pillett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillett hits a pop-up towards short. Lipon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ginsburg moves to third. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pretty strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ginsburg scores. Hutchinson moves to third. Kell moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lipon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhardt takes first base on ball 4. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 1 in the game. Arft hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 1 in the game. Upton hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hutchinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellette fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dwayne Pellette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellette is 0 for 1 in the game. Pellette strikes out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Hutchinson covering, for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. LePond settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellette fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Kokoz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Browns, 2, Tigers, 2. Don Lenhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhardt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lenhardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Aft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aft is 0 for 2 in the game. Aft bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Lenhart moves to second. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 2 in the game. Upton is walked intentionally. Dwayne Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette is 0 for 2 in the game. Pillette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hutchinson hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Hank Borowy now pitching. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kokos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Johnny Groth. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Evers moves to second. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Don Callaway. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Evers moves to third. Keller moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is walked intentionally. Eddie Lake pinch runs for Vic Wertz. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lapon hits a line drive into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski now playing first base. Pat Mullen now playing left field. Hoot Evers now playing center field. Charlie Keller now playing right fly. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-2 in the game. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Sternweiss strikes out. Two outs. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson pinch hits for Hank Borowy. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 3, Tigers, 3. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Len Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Hal White now pitching. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0-for-3 in the game. Pellett strikes out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-4 in the game. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-4 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evers moves to second. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lapon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kokoz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-3 in the game. Arft takes first base on ball 4. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-4 in the game. Sternweiss takes first base on ball 4. Arft moves to second. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Upton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Dwayne Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette is 0-for-4 in the game. Pillette strikes out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-5 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Wood reaches second base with a double. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Coleman is walked intentionally. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Evers bunts towards third. Lenhart picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lenhart. Mullen goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.